respiratory sounds which are perceived to as abnormally loud and high-pitched against noiseless respiration are called rough respiration. Such kind of respiration occurs out mainly during exhalation, and it is coarser and longer than respiration in healthy people. Rough respiration is the characteristic of initial or incomplete condensation of pulmonary tissue. If it is audible above one of the apexes of the lungs, this can be treated as an early symptom of pulmonary tuberculosis. It should be borne in mind that above the right apex in normal rough breathing is regularly observed. Thus, rough respiration is a variant of vesicular respiration, but it is a coarser when the phase of breath and phase of exhalation are reinforced. Bronchial respiration, audible in auscultation, reminds us of a sound originating from an abrupt pronunciation of the Russian letter X. It is characterized by very fast, high vibrations with a frequency from 1,000 up to 3,000 units per second. In breathing in, it appears in the trachea and in the throat at the time when the air is flowing through the narrow glottis and into the wider trachea where whorls appear. Such a sound propagates with all air over the bronchial tree. During exhalation, when the glottis is more narrowed, then in taking a breath, the sound becomes stronger, longer, and even coarser as the airflow gets into a wider throat area, where the whorls are also formed. This kind of respiration is called laryngotracheitic, after the place of its formation. Bronchial respiration differs from vesicular respiration, not by its force, but by the character of its sounds, which are higher. Healthy people do not have pure bronchial respiration above their lungs, since bronchi are totally surrounded by pulmonary tissue tending to weaken and muffle high sound vibrations. In the normal person, bronchial respiration is well audible above the throat, the trachea, and in the places of tracheal bifurcation projection to the thorax, in the area of the pre-sternum, and at the place where the pre-sternum is fixed with the body of the sternum. This place, which located in the interscapular space at the front and at the level of the third and fourth thoracic vertebra at the back, is called the angle of Lewis. Pathological bronchial respiration can be audible above the lungs only under certain conditions. The main condition is the condensation of pulmonary tissue, particularly in the area where the lung has become airless. Remaining practically unchanged, bronchial respiration, which appears in the trachea and the throat, penetrates through the condensed tissue. Certainly, bronchial respiration can be audible above the lungs, provided that adductor bronchi are patent and not obstructed with slime. Neoplasms, or a heterogeneous body. In the latter cases, bronchial respiration will not be audible above condensed pulmonary tissue, and the soufflé might not be audible at all, the mute lung. Therefore, in pneumonia, bronchial respiration is not audible above all that area of inflammatory infiltration. In some sites, respiration is weakened and may be entirely absent. Thus, if in the area above the lungs, pure bronchial respiration is audible, it is a sure sign that the lung is airless and condensed. Therefore, bronchial respiration is typical of every infiltration process located directly in the chest or near it. Crouppen's pneumonia, tuberculosis, pulmonary infarction, even at caverns adjacent to the chest wall, but surrounded by inflamed and condensed pulmonary tissue. On the contrary, if the cavern or the focus of condensation are located deep in the lungs and surrounded by aerial pulmonary tissue, when not only bronchial respiration, but even vesicular respiration can be audible in this area. Condensation of the lung can be caused by the formation of the connective tissue in the lungs, pneumosclerosis, pulmonary lobe cornification appeared owing to Krupa's pneumonia. Depending on the degree and the area of condensation of lungs, bronchial respiration can be unequal in terms of force and timbre. In the case of superficial location and massive condensation of a site of pulmonary tissue, bronchial respiration, perceived as though it appears under a doctor's ear, is audible. It is a typical situation for the second stage of Krupa's pneumonia, or pleural pneumonia, or lobar pneumonia, when the whole lobe of a lung is affected. Nevertheless, bronchial respiration can also be audible in focal pneumonia, bronchial pneumonia, when some inflammatory infiltration centers are located closely or even combined with the formation of a larger focus of condensation, confluent pneumonia. In comprehensive atelectasis, lung bronchial respiration can be very gentle. Weakened bronchial respiration is audible when pleural effusion is present and the lung behind it is condensed, which is intensified by an exudate, compressive atelectasis. Bronchial respiration can also be audible above the lung abscess or the caverns, which have emptied themselves of their content and communicate with bronchi. Thus, the caverns themselves can play the role of resonators, strengthening the timbre of bronchial respiration, because air turbulence also occurs while the air is coming in through relatively narrow bronchi into wider caverns. If, as a result of an abscess or cavernous tuberculosis, a smooth surface cavern of the size not less than a walnut communicating with a large bronchus appears in a lung, then there may appear very high sonorous overtones similar to these that can be imitated if you blow through a narrow neck of an empty glass or clay vessel, a bottle or a jug, as a result of bronchotracheal respiration and strong resonance. Such kind of respiration is called amphoric, from a Greek word amphora that means a clay vessel with a narrow throat. It corresponds to the metal tone at percussion. When a trachea or a large bronchus is narrowed, for example, in case of a tumor, laryngotracheitic respiration, which is strengthened considerably, is called stenotic. There is also metal respiration, characterized by a very high timbre and a loud sound reminding of a sound appearing at a striking metal. Metal respiration can be audible in open pneumothorax when the air in the pleural cavity communicates with the outer air through an aperture. Historically, the authors used to classify respiration of uneven, mild character of vesicular type, but more discontinued as uneven respiration. This kind of respiration is transient towards humming rawls, which is often observed at bronchitis and sometimes at the initial stage of pulmonary tuberculosis. Traditionally, they classified respiration as uncertain if it was impossible to define either as vesicular or as bronchial. Such respiration appears above the beginning or incomplete infiltrations of pulmonary tissue, where small focuses of condensation in pulmonary tissue containing air alternate, that is, in the area where the sites of bronchial respiration and vesicular respiration alternate. This type of respiration would be worth considering in the case of pleural exudates, where above it and at loud rawls, respiration is too weak for its character to be defined. Do the following statements agree with the information given in the text?